the one that's sitting next to you, if you take hold this pulley bone on the table and let the other reach and get one part of it, and you hold the other and you break that. Mm-hmm. And the one that gets the shortest part, let me see how that was. I kind of forgotten that now. Oh yeah. Yeah, the one got the shortest part. That's the first one. That's the one that got married first. Yeah, that's the way it was. There's a whole lot of them old signs. I forgot. I used to know every one of them, but I've forgotten some of them.
The fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around.
Well, yes, out in the lot, like. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've had sheds built around our barn. We used to keep a right smart of stock, and we'd always keep a good stall some, good warm places, and dry places from staying. We'd, before we build our barns, like this room here and one here, and we'd have halls to them, and then we'd build sheds all around it. Mm-hmm. And some of those sheds we'd weather board up for stalls, like, and some of them we'd leave them open. Mm-hmm. Just for stock to stay dry when it rains.
What would you call a place where they have a lot of milk cows?
Deer.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm?
No. They used to have dairies here at Winfield, this side of Winfield. Mm-hmm. A doctor there for the name of Fitz, Dr. Fitz, he had a dairy there. And they'd have large sheds, and then they'd have stalls for to put the cows in to milk them, to feed them and milk them.
Where did y'all keep milk and butter to keep it from turning bad?
Well, back those days, we had to put it in a tub of water, put them vessels, you see, mm-hmm. and we sit down in a tub of water. And we'd draw the water out of a well. Of course, we had just a rope and a pulley, you see, mm-hmm. you draw it out then with. And we'd put the milk in there and let it stay there till this water began to get kind of warm, milk warm, something like that. We'd pour that out, put fresh water in it, mm-hmm. keep it cool all the time. We didn't have ice them days to put in. And that's the way the only way they had to keep in the milk and the butter and all that away.
Where would you keep potatoes or turnips during the winter? How would you keep them?
Potatoes? Well, we'd put our potatoes in the bank, what we call a potato bank. Mm-hmm. Build up sort of like the shape of a chicken coop, and we'd have a shed over it. Mm-hmm. And the turnips, we'd keep them in the ground. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't pull them up only as we used them, you see. Mm-hmm. And we still do that yet. Turnips and mustard and stuff like that, and onions. Uh-huh. You keep them in the ground in the winter, one kind you do it, and then the other kind you take them up and you put them in shade, you see.
Uh-huh. If you were growing, if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we had a good
cotton crop.
And the cotton would grow out in the?
In the fields.
What's something smaller than a field?
Well, just patches, like they'd call them, or a potato patch, or a small corn patch, or of course you could make a small cotton cup patch, either one.
How big is a patch?
Well, that's from, you might say, from a half to up to 3 acres, mm-hmm. something like that.
What sort of work do you, when you're raising cotton, you go out there and you have to thin the cotton out.
Yeah, you chop it out. Uh-huh. What you call chopping. Chop your cotton out. See, you plant it with a planter and real thick.